Hello and welcome to this Meetings Today podcast. I'm Tyler Davidson, Vice President and Chief Content Director for Meetings Today, and we are here on the floor at IMEX America 2023 and proud to be joined by two folks from Meritz, Amy Kramer, who's the Innovation Leader, and Aaron Dorsey, Vice President of Product Management for Meritz. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, happy to be here. Thanks.
And I guess we're going to be talking mainly about the topic everyone else is talking about. And you guys just, I believe, did a session on the floor, artificial intelligence and probably generative AI. What do people need to know about this new technology that's already just radically transforming the meetings and events landscape?
Well, thanks. Yes, we are very excited about all of the AI buzz that's happening. And like most organizations, we're really exploring what this means, not only for our own business, but what it means for the events industry. And the three main points I would say is that AI is new. Everyone is exploring the use cases surrounding it. We also are looking at it from a compliance, safety, security. We want to make sure that we're enabling our people with the right tools. So there's a lot of assessment that's going into it. And there's also a lot of benefits and a lot of exciting things that come along with it as well. So exploring different use cases within the events industry, as well as how it might apply within our business.
And what are the use cases in the meetings and events industry?
So some of the big things that we're looking at in terms of value is around repurposing of content, scaling that content, even monetizing that content, and leveraging AI to help with that. So imagine us taking this podcast, putting it into AI, and then being able to use this amount of time and effort to create blog posts, to be able to create social media posts, and to take the content that's being shared and extend it in many ways. That's saving time. It's also upskilling people to do more with their work. We're also seeing a lot of value around the event content creation and event schedules and planning, being able to leverage AI tools to provide you with insights on how to do a campaign around aspects of events, how to take content and purpose it for an event. We're also seeing it in ways where you can use it for analysis. So being able to go in and do event recaps and being able to provide that from the data that we collect on an event so that you can have that to supercharge your value.
And I know from reading a report you just put out that, you know, a lot of people, you know, I got asked a question, they're concerned about their jobs and it being taken over by AI. But I really, in that report, you mentioned that the job of a meeting and event planner is really focused on human interaction and dealing with complex issues in real time. So, I mean, what would you say to a meeting planner that maybe is a little concerned that his or her job may be compromised?
So, two ways I would answer that. One, thinking about productivity, thinking about how many tasks that you have to do on a daily basis surrounding the execution of event, and being able to leverage tools such as AI to help you do more with less time. We also look at a way to upskill. So there's a lot of mundane tasks that are associated with what planners have to do every single day as it relates to their events. And to be able to leverage AI so that you can do other things is going to also help build up that confidence within others. I really feel that comment about AI taking over people's roles, it's not going to ever replace humans, but what it is going to do is it's going to allow them to upskill. And it's actually creating new roles in the space. You need people that can put in the right information. We call them prompt engineers, and other roles to edit and inform and even make that output better. So.
And Aaron, I mean, what's your take on this? Prompt engineer, I love that term. That's very interesting. And, you know, as a person at Meritz, it's very focused on technology. What's your take on this? And maybe what are some other technological advances that you think are going to impact the meetings and events industry?
Well, I'll just start by saying, looking at this as a with my product lens on, when ChatGPT took over the headlines back in 2022, this was very available to all consumers. Anybody could go out there and start playing with it and using it. So what we need to focus on as an organization is how we have a unique value proposition with the expertise that we have within Merit's Global Events. All of the knowledge and the industry we serve, we need to make sure how we build this into our products really leverages that. So we're looking at things like, how can it create agendas and suggest things that our attendees coming to these events can do through our technology that we already have? A lot of very exciting things that we can do internally as efficiencies, everything from, you know, engineer code review to, you know, sharing best practices and things like that. So it's we're approaching it two ways, right? Well, how are we building this into our products, and how are we using it to service our customers and clients better with internal efficiencies?
And what are you seeing as far as like the adoption out in the marketplace? I know that just with our company, personally, we have a group of people who are looking at it very specifically. I imagine Merit's does too. What are you seeing out there, maybe with your clients or just out there in the industry in general?
I would say, you know, it's moving very quickly. 2 months ago when we had these conversations, people were just starting to dabble, but now people have experience using these models and generative AI, and they're using it in their everyday life. So what we're trying to do is formulate how we as an organization can use this as an enterprise tool, leveraging the public facing tools, but also building on that data and that knowledge that we as an organization have that, again, targets that unique value proposition, the value that Merit brings to their clients.
And you know, I guess AI has sort of sucked all the oxygen out of the room right now. But I mean, that there's other technologies out there that are important too. What are both of you seeing that people out in the industry should have on their radar?
I'll start first, and we've been exploring the metaverse and how that really impacts and how the digital environment impacts our live events for a couple years now. And we've launched a product in the last couple of years called First Person, and it's all around extending the live event to create value throughout the year. We've had a lot of success with that, but we're starting to look at what's next. How does this technology allow us to be here in person and then transform or transport to a digital world? We've got some really cool stuff that we're showing off in our booth and we'll be talking about over the next couple of months, is leveraging this technology to really augment that or supplement the live experience. The digital world is here. Metaverse is here, whether we like it or not. Younger generations are living in this, and the events industry really needs to just take that on and accept it, because it's going to be here, and it's really a great experience for sure.
And Amy, what are you seeing? You're the innovation leader for Merit, and I think what Aaron said about, you know, the younger generations and Generation Z, they're native to this world, and maybe some of us older folks don't see it as clearly. You know, what are you seeing in the as far as the metaverse and any other sort of tech things people should have on their radars?
So Aaron did a really good job of talking about things that we're exploring, and other topics that I am presenting here at IMAX actually are on NFTs. So we're seeing a lot of explosion around NFTs. The AI.
I wanted to explain kind of exactly what that is.
Sure. So NFTs are non-fungible tokens. They're typically referred to as digital art assets, and they're being sold and bought by customers in the marketplace, and then they're stored in crypto wallets. Because this has been such a powerful trend that's been happening in the consumer side, we as businesses are looking at ways that we can leverage those learnings from how consumers are using NFTs and how we can transform NFTs into an event experience or even a program experience. So that's been a huge trend and pulse that we've been looking at, not so much as having a digital piece of art that someone can take away from an event, but being able to use the utility of connecting with people, engaging them through an experience, having them create some sort of memory or have some sort of collectible or a trophy that was established because they engaged in some sort of experience. So we're seeing NFTs also as a new way to enhance the event experience.
And so I had a hard time wrapping my head around this. It's different than someone who, say, buys the art of the gorilla, right? And you know, that's a very volatile market, right? It went up, it went down. This is not something extremely similar to that, but it's maybe explain a little more how it can be used for events.
Sure. So think about it as a collectible. You attend an event experience, you receive an NFT for doing various things at the event experience. That can actually unlock future perks and privileges. So if you received an NFT for attending a session, that might give you access to a special reception that you can use and redeem that NFT for. It could also be a way of setting a journey. So imagine here at IMEX, there were stations of NFTs set up throughout the event experience, and you could collect those along the way. Those could turn into a utility at the end, where maybe everyone that has collected all of those NFTs has an opportunity to earn something, or they are entered into a sweepstakes. We see loyalty programs using this also as a way to connect with big brands, and thinking about that in terms of a sponsorship opportunity would be another really cool way to see how these NFTs can come to life. We also then see NFTs showing up in the digital space and in Metasphere because they are transforming their collection of that NFT into a digital experience. So imagine an avatar wearing a Gucci belt or something like that. So there's all different kinds of ways that they can come to life, and brands want their names out there. So
and it almost seems like there's almost a gamification sort of angle on it.
Yeah, gamification is a really good way to describe it, but it's also that collectible nature that was used to help transform behavior. And we do still refer to these as digital art assets. So if you go back and look at your digital wallet or take items in your digital wallet and put it into a picture frame, when those images continue to show and come up, that's going to remind you of where you received that, the experience that you had as part of it, and then takes you back to the experience that you had. So very exciting.
Well, great. Well, thanks for joining us today. You know, maybe we'll meet again next year at IMEX. What do you think people will be talking about in the realm of innovation? What's your crystal ball say?
Probably a lot of updates on AI and probably even new things coming in that regard. But yes, we have quite the pipeline that we have a pulse on, so we don't want to take the curtain back too far. But yeah, we will definitely be keeping you up to date on the things that we're following and also through our trends report.
Excellent. And Aaron, anything to add to that?
No, I think, you know, we've touched on some of those emerging trends, but, you know, other things that we're focused on that are, I think, going to become more mainstream is models of cloud sharing data through organizations and things like that, and how we simplify all of that and leverage that power. That's something we're focused on at Meritz, and we have been for the last couple of years. So that's going to become more mainstream as well. The only other thing that I'll add is, you know, we're focused on our core services. We do registration, housing, and event management. You know, checking into to get your badge at an event. It's not sexy, it's not like an NFT, but we're doing some great things to meet guests where they are, having a purely self-check-in process and leverage top-of-line identity providers. We're really doing a lot in that space too that I think is really innovative, and it's gonna change the way that people come to the events and register and get into the events, which is huge.
Well, great. Well, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you for having us.
And have a great rest of the show. And that was Amy Kramer, Innovation Leader for Meritz, and Aaron Dorsey, Vice President of Product Management for Meritz. I'm Tyler Davidson, Vice President and Chief Content Director for Meetings Today. Thanks for joining us for this special Meetings Today podcast from the floor of IMEX America 2023. And if you're interested in any more of our IMEX coverage or other podcasts, just head on over to meetingstoday.com and check out our news section or our podcast section. So no matter what you're up to for the rest of the day, if you're not at IMEX, I know you'll be busy if you are, but if you're not here, I hope the rest of your day is great no matter what you're up to. Take care.